I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. A big question mark hangs over Iraq's security forces today. This after the Iraqi government arrested dozens of its own military and security personnel in relation to Sunday's suicide bombings in Baghdad. More than 150 people were killed in the blasts, which targeted three government buildings. Those arrested today include high-ranking officers in charge of security around the buildings. The fact that the bombers slipped with ease through numerous checkpoints has raised questions about the effectiveness of Iraq's security forces, just as the U.S. military presence there decreases. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse is in Baghdad. Gabriel, what do these arrests, some of them at a high level, tell us about what's going on behind the scenes in Iraq right now?
Well, at the moment, we don't know exactly what these 61 security force personnel are suspected of. We know they're being held for questioning, but we don't know whether they're suspected of negligence or collusion or what. And until we know what exactly they're suspected of, I suspect that this will fuel a suspicion that many in Iraq already had, which is really twofold about Iraqi security forces. One is how competent they are, but secondly, and perhaps more worryingly, how open they are to pressure or even infiltration by insurgents, by attackers.
And all this at a time when the U.S. is very much decreasing its role in Iraq. But right now, what's the feeling in Iraq about how much the U.S. is still needed there?
Well, this is a very good question. The thing is, the Americans want out. They've made that perfectly clear. The Iraqis in public also want the Americans out. But I think there is a worry about how competent the Iraqi security forces are and what will happen when more Americans leave. Remember, the timetable as it stands is for all combat troops to be out of Iraq by the end of August in preparation for a full military withdrawal by the end of 2011. I've been speaking to the Iraqi Foreign Minister Hossein Zebari, and I asked him precisely that question. In the light of these latest attacks, does he still want more help from the Americans?
They need to be more engaged, actually. I mean, the Americans just cannot wash off their hands to say, well, we are no longer engaged or interested because we have our own timetable to withdraw. Yes, I mean, we have agreed, but from now until 2011, I think Iraq is going through some very, very serious challenges. And let's be honest, I mean, Iraq is not yesterday's story. It's today's story, I mean, for everybody.
Again, that's Iraqi Foreign Minister Hossein Zebari. And Gabriel, is Zebari's message reflective of government and popular opinion?
No, I don't think it is, at least not in public. But privately, I think a lot of people feel nervous about the prospect of a decrease in the American presence here. Some even saying that, look, we want the Americans to go, but we felt safer when they were around in the towns and cities. So I think there's a bit of a disconnect going on between what's being said publicly and what private fears really are when you talk behind closed doors.
A lot has been made about these awakening councils in Iraq, the former insurgents who were paid by the U.S. to switch allegiances. And after that happened, there was a decrease in violence in Iraq. With the U.S. decreasing its presence there, how solid are these allegiances?
I think at the moment they're pretty solid. That said, not all of the Sunni tribal leaders agreed with the awakening councils. You get some tribes that are split down the middle. I think one thing that's important to make clear about Sunday's attacks and the way it differed from the kind of violence that we were seeing a few years ago, very few people, if anyone, that I spoke to mentioned a sectarian angle in relation to Sunday's bombings. Mm. You didn't get groups of Shiites blaming Sunnis or groups of Sunnis blaming Shiites. So the one ray of light, if you can put it like that, to come out of the aftermath of Sunday's bombings is possibly that perhaps Iraq is beginning to turn a corner in terms of those sectarian intentions.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse in Baghdad. Thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.